This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. SEPTA's new general manager, Jeff Knuppel, takes over at a time when the transportation agency is in good financial shape thanks to Pennsylvania's mass transit spending plan, known as Act 89. Knuppel has spent his entire career at SEPTA, starting as a structural engineer in the 80s and working his way up to assistant general manager. He replaces Joe Casey, who retired after 34 years. I recently met up with Knuppel at SEPTA headquarters on Market Street in Philadelphia, and he told me he thinks like an engineer, but not exclusively so.
I'd like to say that I'm an engineer who knows how to not be an engineer. You know, I can have the ability to gather facts and think very carefully, but I also want to not get caught up in just the facts. There's how people perceive things, there's human nature, there's a lot beyond just engineering when you're making decisions and how they impact people.
Well, I've heard you say that you like to build things, so what's high on your list to tend to in terms of building?
We have a lot of projects going on the Media Elwin line. That was one of the lines that I called the poster child for needing capital investment. We have substations being worked on, and we have an incredibly exciting bridge project, you know, as an engineer, a $50 million project to replace the Crum Creek Viaduct, which was built, I think it was 1895, and just really needs to be replaced.
How might your affinity for building things compete with time and energy put into the customer service side of SEPTA?
Okay, Joe Casey had an incredible emphasis on customer service all the way back to 1999 in the engineering, maintenance, and construction division that I ran. I worked with our people to establish a very, very strong customer service approach. I came from the what we call the Bridges and Buildings Department at SEPTA, so I've been working in our stations for years and worked to make our customer satisfaction scores go up, worked to address safety issues in stations. So I have a tremendous concern for our customers. So there will be no drop-off from Joe Casey to me in terms of working to make sure that our customers, our needs are addressed.
Certainly commuters are noticing the hardware being installed for the SEPTA Key project. It's a smart card system of paying for travel and so much more. So it's being worked on by Xerox. There's a MasterCard feature. Anyway, I heard that it's being held up by Xerox, I suppose. You want to make sure it's smooth and ready to go on day one, and that's part of the holdup. Is that what's happening?
Yes. We basically have what we call the pilot test. And right now, boy, we are just right at the end. There have been a couple areas that have taken longer to get through and make changes so that the functions work properly. It's absolutely vital that a fare collection system for a transit agency work properly. So we know everybody wants it, but and we want it as bad as everybody else, but it has to work properly. Once these final testing issues are dealt with, as you mentioned, you can see a lot of equipment out there. It's going to go fast.
SEPTA has had to postpone capital projects to meet the end of the year deadline to install positive train control. Are you still in good shape?
It's a photo finish. The vehicles are looking good. The training is looking good. But then we still have all these four different systems that we've installed. Things on the signals, communications, our control center, and on the vehicles. All four of those systems have to work properly with each other, and we have to test. It's still hard to say whether we will absolutely hit the deadline. If it's not the last day of December, it's certainly not long after that we will implement the system. It's an incredible improvement in safety for our customers, and we're very excited about that. But again, similar to the key system, it has to work right.
How will transit be responsive to demand under your watch?
One of the things that we are dealing with is success. We have crowded trains. We have crowded buses. We are working on developing a capital program that doesn't just replace vehicles with the same size vehicles. We are just about ready to accept proposals in and around February for bi-level trains on the railroad. That's the first time for us to have two-level coach cars to carry more riders. We're buying more and more articulated buses, which is longer than the normal bus, And we are in the process of even looking at our trolleys and whether we can go with articulated trolleys as well. There's also more and more demand on the regional rail, and not just peak demand, but off-peak. And we'll be looking over the next years, you know, as we can, to expand more service off-peak, which is a little easier for us to do than on-peak.